because we are part of the Nordic countries. We have the internal market in Europe was actually established in the Nordic countries in 1954. So there is a free movement of labor, and even going deeper, we can also transfer unemployment benefits rights. We have full access to the social benefit system, health system. So actually, you might say that the Nordic countries constitute, in some respect, a nation.
Yeah.
In terms of the rights of the workers when they migrate. And therefore, migration in terms of the crisis here in Iceland has always been very high, depending on how the situation is in the Nordic countries. This time, Norway is receiving.
Yeah.
There's a lot of growth in Norway, so people tend to go there. It's easy to get a job there.
Yeah.
And quite, that's the big, but also to Denmark and Sweden. That's also quite high.
Yeah, but I have the figures here. It was notorious.
Yes.
In Norway, 280 Icelandic emigrate to Norway in 2008, and in 2009 it was 1,486. So it was one of the most notorious.
And what we see now is that although unemployment has gone from 9.5% down to 7.7%, let's say. When you look at the last 3 years, there hasn't been any job created. We still have the same number of jobs in Iceland.
Okay.
But the reason for the declining unemployment rate is because migration is now accumulated up to 2.5% of the workforce.
Can you repeat that number again?
2.5% of the workforce has, if you take year 2009, 10 and 11, and accumulate those that are net, the net migration, some are going and some are coming back,
yeah.
But the net is negative, and accumulated as amounts to 2.5%. And that's the reason that the unemployment is falling. It's due to migration. It's not job creation.